Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chef's gotta take it on a meat my plate. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out if somebody...
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Christine Ibbotson. She's one of our Canadian friends, a neighbor. She's in Toronto, and she's an outstanding financial planner, chartered investment manager. She is an author of a number of books, including How to Retire Free, Debt-Free, and Wealthy. Also, the new ebook, Don't Panic During and After Coronavirus. And Christine, can you give us your website, please?
It is www.askthemoneylady.ca.
All right. .ca. Don't forget that on the end there. Can they find your books there at that website?
Oh, they can. And you can find my books anywhere that you buy books.
And the new is an ebook, right?
It is. It's coming out in paperback on May 4th.
Okay. Well, good deal. So, Christine, there are people out there who have money to do something with right now. A lot of times on Main Street, the money that we have that is in our hands that we can do something with is going to go to keep the business going. You know, we're not, Main Street businesses are not looking to buy stocks with the money we have in our hands, because that money is going to go to make payroll, to make sure we can open up. As I've been telling my audience for a long time now, just like in 2008 and 9, our singular goal in 2020 is to open our doors January 1 of next year. But there are funds in accounts that we really can't touch because they're retirement. We don't want to go get that money and use it. We can't really because it costs too much. That we could move around. We could possibly move around. What do you recommend we look at?
You know, I would recommend that you actually look at this crisis as an opportunity, and I would kind of want you to exploit it. I mean, hey, there's no denying that we would have never anticipated the duration and the depth of pain that we have seen in the marketplace, like not just the stock market, but on Main Street, as you say. And at this point, I think seeing another drop is of maybe 10 or 15% is not out of the question. Mm-hmm. But this crisis is not like any other that we have witnessed in the past. It really isn't. And I would caution investors against using the traditional stock market measures to try and time the market entry. Hmm. If you're looking at your portfolio every day, I mean, that's not good for your mental health.
That's right.
You've been seeing it go down. And
we need something else to be depressed about, right?
Yeah, please don't do that. You know, just realize that you haven't lost anything if you don't sell. And that's unfortunately what we saw.
That's an investor's attitude, isn't it? That's investor mentality. And I promise you, small business owners, we're investors. We're not traders. Go ahead.
Okay, so yes, small businesses are traders, but you know, when we had the 2008 financial crisis, we saw the market after rebound and quadruple in value. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there was this huge influx into the market. And from 2009 to 2019, you know, even if you invested or you bought a business, we saw that it grew exponentially. So even in the stock market, it would have quadrupled in value. So if you were brave enough to invest in 2009, you would have made four times your investment.
Yeah, that's right. If you put some money in there, what do you recommend in terms of the, you know, most small business owners are not Wall Street experts. Do you like the indexes?
Nope.
Do you like the indexes that and what, you know, and there are industries that I think are not going to fare well in the future that we've seen, we can look at right now. But do you like the indexes? What do you think?
You know, I actually, if you are, you know, you should definitely talk to your financial advisor, and you don't want to leave your portfolio on autopilot. You know, it's not your advisor who's going to get you to retirement debt-free right. and comfortable. It's going to be you, right? But look at the banks, maybe, or blue chip stock. I mean, you can see that it's not the same as it was in the financial crisis.
Right.
They're actually going to make money here, and they're making a lot of interest revenue right now on everybody. Everybody's putting their mortgage on hold. People are going to the banks. I mean, they're going to be making quite a bit of money. Mm-hmm. And right now their stock prices are low. Mm-hmm. So that would be an easy thing for you to get into and to realize that high when the market turns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a little bit for Americans. That's a little bit of, for Main Street Americans, that's a little bit of a quandary, because right now the banks are continuing to demonstrate that they have a very deficiency of character. And so, but maybe one of the ways we turn that around on them is to make money on their stocks. One last piece of investment advice before we go to the break. Christine, what do you think?
Well, I think the bull market is coming. The next, I would say, 2 to 4 months, we're definitely going to see it in a defensive state. But then after that, you know, the next, after 12 to 18 months, mm-hmm. we will see a recovery of probably 40 to 50%. And then I would say the bull market, after that recovery period of 18 months, it'll be there for about 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, so I think you're probably right.
You
and I are similarly optimistic about that period. Quick break, right back with Christine Ibbotson. I'm going to ask her how things are going in Canada. How's the Canadian lockdown look?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.